Yerushalmi, printed in Bavli, Shalim Daf Hey. We begin at the foot of Daf Dalet Amud Beif. Rabbi Chia Omar. Rabbi Chia Omar, Rabbi Yirmiya, boy, Velama Leislan Amrin, Pamim Shein Chayovin, Bazeu Bazeh, Upamim Shein Paturim, Bazeu Bazeh. Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yirmiya, asked the question, why do we not say that sometimes they are obligated in both the cowboying and Ma'aseh Behema, and sometimes they are exempt from both? Heich Avida. And we skip now the parentheses and we go to Chilku HaNechosim V'lei Chilku HaBehema Chayovim Bazeh U'Bazeh Chilku HaBehema V'lei Chilku Es HaNechosim Paturim Mizeh U'Mizeh. How so? If they divided the property but not the animals, they are obligated in both. If they divided the animals and later the property, they are exempt from both. Amar Rabbi Mana Hadad Ad Amar B'Sholei Haisa HaBehema Roiv V'lei Haisa HaBehema Roiv Hein Hein Ika Nechasim. Rav Mana rejects that. He said that's only true when the animals were not the majority of the estate. But if they were the majority of the estate, they are the primary part of the property. Rabbi Avin Omar, Rabbi Shimi, boy, Rabbi Sheasiasam Ka'adam Echad Edso Masa Behema Ad Patroi Mina Ka'abain. Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbi Shimi, said that just because you were stringent with them to view them as one man when it comes to Masa Behema, will you be lenient with them to exempt them from the cowboy? Amalei lo shnehi shu noisen sela achas shleima. Rabbi Avin answered, is it not different here, as it is as if the father has given one whole sela? Me'ata afilu chilku v'chazu v'nishtabfu chayovim b'maseh behema u'paturim min ha'cowboy. If so, even if the brothers divided and re-established a partnership, they should be obligated in maseh behema and exempt from the cowboy. Betaninan chayovin b'kalboin u'paturim b'maseh behema. But we learned in the Mishnah that they are obligated in the cowboy and are exempt from maseh behema. Rabbi Abba b'shem Abba bar Rav Huna hi shnei achim hi yushu es avihem hi shnei gisim hi yushu es chameihem. Rabbi Abba, quoting Abba bar Rav Huna, said that this law of two brothers who inherit their father is the same as the law of two brothers-in-law who inherited their father-in-law. La'achin hayu ha'kalboinis noiflin. How were the kalboinis used? Asked the writer. Rabbi Meir Imer l'shegolim. Rabbi Meir says they were added to the half-shekel collection. Rabbi Elazar Imer l'nadova. Rabbi Elazar says they were used for buying voluntary kalbonis. Rabbi Shimon Shazui Imer rikui zav v'tzipui leveis kodesh ha'kadoshim. Rabbi Shimon Shazui says they were used for the gold plating of the inner walls of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ben Azai Oimer Shulchanim Hayunotlin Oisan B'Schoron. Ben Azai says the money changers would take them as their payment. B'yesh Oimrim Loitzas Durochim, and some say for the travel expenses of bringing all of the half shekels to Yerushalayim. Hadnalach Perek Be'echad Ba'adar. Perek Mitzalfim Shekolim. The Mishnah, now at the beginning of the second perek, Halacha Aleph. Mitzalfim shkolim ledalkoinoth mepnei masaya derech, kashem shahayu shoifroith b'migdash kach hayu shoifroith b'medina. The Mishnah teaches they can combine shekels and exchange them for dalkoinoth because of the burden of the way. Just as there were collection horns in the Beis HaMikdash, so too in the rest of the country. B'nei ha'ir shesholchu es shiklehem v'nignavu o she'avdu, if townspeople sent their shekels with a messenger and they were stolen or lost, if the collection had already been emptied in the chamber, the messenger makes an oath to the treasurers. If not, the messenger makes an oath to the townspeople and they must give the half shekels again. Nimsu o shehzirim haganovim, elu ve'elu shkolim ve'ein oylinohen l'shona habo. If the original shekels were then found or returned by the thieves, both are considered to be shkolim, but they cannot be used in the following year. Gemara v'yasu oysom margolios. The Gemara asks the question, why do the townspeople not exchange their shekels for precious gems instead of darkoinos, which make it even easier to carry? Shemet Avil Hamagreif, Venimsa Hektosh Mafid, they unfold perhaps the value of precious stones will decrease and thereby cause a loss to Hektosh. Kiahi, the Tanin and Tamal, Rukulan Niftin, Bekefev, Vashavakefev, Chutz Menashkolim, we bring a support from a mission in Bechayrif. Anything that can be redeemed, it can be done with money or equivalent, aside from redeeming Shkolim, which can only be done with money. Ve'ein poidim bekelim. Why can one not redeem Shkolim using utensils? Va'amo bishmo b'Rav Yitzchak, shema yazilu hakelim v'nimsa ha'hektosh mafsid, hofhachanami shema tazil hamagolios v'nimsa ha'hektosh mafsid. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak answered, perhaps the value of the utensils will decrease and thereby cause a loss to Hektosh. And so to over here, perhaps the value of the precious gems will decrease and thereby cause a loss to Hektosh. Masnisa betaklin chazatin, ava betaklin atikin loy beda, betanikain atikin b'mikdash vein atikin b'medina. When the Mishnah spoke about the collection horns, it was referring to the new shkolim, not those given to pay back for previous years. As a Abaisa taught that there were collection horns for old shekels in the Mikdash, but not in other places in the country. Masnisin b'shei mechinim, aval b'shei mesachal, loy beda. The Mishnah's case of the messenger was when he acted as a shei mechinim, an unpaid watchman. But if he was a shei mesachal, a paid watchman, then he cannot make an oath. Amar bi abba v'afilu tema b'shei mesachal, nigdru b'listim mezuyim, Avdu Shetava Svinosai Bayam. Rabbi Abba disagrees. He said it also applies to a Shei Mesachal, as the Mishnah's case is of armed bandits, and the case of loss is when his ship sank at sea. In both these cases, a Shei Mesachal would also be exempt from payment if he made an oath. Amma Rabbi Yustei, Rabbi Simon, Asya Commander Amma Toimin, Ala Gavui, Vala Ose Legrois. Rabbi Yustei, Rabbi Simon, said that when the Mishnah said that he can make a shavua, it follows the opinion that they collect the funds in the Lishka, both from that which was collected, but have not yet reached the Lishka, and that which will be collected, which is why the money in the hands of the messenger was already considered the property of Hekdesh. Baram commanda amma in tomim b'ala gavoi, which should say b'ala osi ligroif, lay badar. But the Mishnah is not speaking according to the opinion that they do not collect from that which was collected and that which will be collected. B'nei ha'ir sheshalchu es shekleihem chulei. The Mishnah discussed what happens if townspeople sent their shekels with a messenger and they were stolen or lost. Amar b'lazer, du Rabbi Shimon hi. Du Rabbi Shimon oimer, kodshim shuchai b'achroyes k'nechosim hein. Rabbi Lazer says this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that kodshim, for which one is responsible, is considered like his own property. Am Rabbi Yochanan, divya kolhi, meshum shuas takana. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, in fact, it all agree to this law, because he will make a rabbinic shua, not a Torah shua. Hadata du Rabbi Yochanan, nicha, nishpoim legizboim, veim lab nishpoim levdei ha'ir, uvnei ha'ir, shoiklin achayrim tachtehen, meshum shuas takana. Well, it's fine, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we require them to swear to the treasurers, but if not, then to the townspeople. The townspeople then bring other shkolim in their place because it's a rabbinic shavua. Ella l'rabbeloza, nishpoim l'vnei ha'ir, hadar hi d'Rabbi Shimon, nishpoim l'gizboim, gizboim ma'avitayu. But according to Rabbeloza, it's fine that they swear to the townspeople, as it's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but what are they doing swearing to the treasurers? Nishpoim l'vnei ha'ir, b'ma'amad gizboim, yehechi d'loi lachshadinu, Inami delay neshvulahem poishim. The answer is they swear to the townspeople in the presence of the treasurers, so that the treasurers do not suspect the townspeople of not giving their shekels. Alternatively, it is so that the treasurers do not suspect the townspeople of being negligent in watching their shekels properly. Afal pi shekiblu bnei ha'ir l'shalem ein hektosh yotze v'lo shavua. Even if the townspeople agree to pay, the messenger cannot discharge his obligation to Hektosh without making a shavua. Hifrish shekloi v'obad, Rabbi Yochanan omar, chayev b'acho yusai, ad yimserenu legizbar. If a person separated his half shekel and then lost it, Rabbi Yochanan says he's responsible for it until he hands it to the treasurer. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish omer, hektosh b'roshus ha'gavoya b'chol mokom shelu. Rav Shimon Lucky says that Hekdesh is in the domain of the treasury wherever it is, so he's not responsible if it was lost. Masnisa pliga al Rav Shimon ben Lakish, nishpayim levnei ha'ir, uvnei ha'ir shoklim tachteim. We bring a brisa that says that we have a question against Rav Shimon ben Lakish. The brisa says that they swear to the townspeople who then give half shekels in their place. Le'oid he mishum shuva stakona. The Gemara answers that that's not a question. This is also because it's a rabbinic shavuah. Tani, Arishonim Neflim, Le'tiklin Hadatin, Ashniim Neflim, Le'tiklin Atikin. The Brisa says that the first ones fall to the new shekels, and the second ones fall to the old shekels. Elohen Arishonim, V'loi Hein Hashniim. The Gemara asks which are the first ones, and which are the second ones. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Abba Mori, Chad Omar, Elu V'sholchu B'nei Ha'ir, Techila, V'choran Omar, Elu Shehigiyu Lidei Gizborim, Techila. Rabbi Pinchas, Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Abba Mori disagreed. One said that the first ones are those that the townspeople originally sent, and the other one said that they are those that were first received by the treasurer. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Beis. Ha'noisin J'klo L'chaveiroi L'shkol Al Yadoi V'shuklo Al Yadei Atzmoi. In Nitra Truma Mal. If a person gave his half shekel to his friend to give it on his behalf, and the friend gave it for himself, if the Truma Salishka was already taken, the messenger has transgressed Me'ila. Hashekel Shekloi Mila Hekdush for Nitra Truma, Rekava Behema Mal. One who takes his half shekel from Hekdush, and the Truma Salishka was already taken, and the animal was already sacrificed, he transgressed Me'ila. Mimatha Sheni with the Meshviyeth Yerchok Anegdal. If he gave it from Matha Sheni or from Shviyath money, he should redeem it onto a new coin, and then he can eat it. He can eat from them. And the Gemara says, Hashoikel Chule, Anan Taninan im Kova Behema, Vitali Debei Rebbe im Nitma Hatruma. The Gemara says, concerning the case in our Mishnah that taught of a person who had his half shekel, given his half shekel to his friend, we learn the condition that if the Truma Sadishka was already taken, but it was taught in the house of Rebbe a different condition if the animal was already sacrificed. Mantana im Nitra HaTrumah. The Gemara asks, who is the Tana that taught that if the Trumas Halishka was already taken? Rebbe Shimon hi, the Amr Rebbe Shimon, Yad HaMakabal Ma'oisav V'Kaihanim Zvizamein. The answer is Rebbe Shimon who said that the one who supplies would immediately receive his money as the Kohanim are diligent. V'Kasha, Ela agoinev oilosai shel chaveiro v'shachta stama loy l'shem ha'bailem v'shoinim mechaperes. The Gemara asks that if someone stole the oil offering of his friend and slaughtered it without stating who it's for, would it not usually atone for the original owner? Amo v'yudan tepate b'masuyam m'shal beis v'gamliel shayim eskavin v'dekvoi l'sei chakupa. V'yudan answered it was a specific shekel like those of the house of v'gamliel who would throw the shekel with intention, and the treasure would push it into the basket, meaning to ensure that it fell into the collection of coins that would be used to buy sacrifices, rather than fall into the other remaining shekels. The Gemara asks, should we not be concerned that the half shekel was not used to buy sacrifices, and instead it fell amongst the remaining shekels that were in the lishka? Is there a provision of me'ila for those remaining? Ella Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Omer, Meilim B'Shirayim. The answer is rather the Mishnah follows Rabbi Meir, who says that there is Me'ila for those remaining. Oid he b'masuyim, shabeis Rabban Gamliel, shayim miskavin, v'tomer l'shmoi. And a second answer is that it was a specific shekel, as we find the case of the house of Rabban Gamliel, who would throw specifically, and the Trumah would be in his name. The Gemara asks a question, Ma'nene. What benefit is there? One only transgresses Me'ila when he receives benefit. Amma Rabbi Avin b'shem Rabbonon de Tamon mekeren shebeistin ru'im lemashken v'lemishkanoi kami shenene. Rabbi Avin, quoting Rabbonon of Babel, answered that since Beistin could have forced him to pay by taking collateral, but they did not, it is as if he has benefited. B'matha sheni b'chulei t'chsiv ach b'chor she yibarchel ha'ashem Behema, the Yagdish, Ish, Aisoi, Kol Shu Kodesh, Ein Kedusha Chala, Alav. The Mishnah taught from Matha Sheni, etc., as the Pasuk says in Vayikra Perek Chov Zayin, that the firstborn which will be chosen to Hashem as an animal, a person should not sanctify it, and this teaches that anything that is already Kodesh, Kedusha does not take effect upon it. Kefar du oise, how does he do it? Maybe sela shel chulin vo'ime mois maisesheni v'chol mokoim shehein yumchulonim al sela zu v'oise sela nitvas l'shem maisesheni v'ashar nasu shkolim. The answer is he brings a regular sela and says the money of maisesheni, wherever they are, should take effect upon this sela making it kodesh. And that sela then becomes maisesheni, and the remaining coins will become shekolim.